Blog Talk Radio.
I am.
No justice, there won't be peace.
Peace.
Let the struggle go on.
On.
Let the struggle go. Watch us let the struggle go. If there's no justice, there won't be peace.
Peace.
Let the struggle go on.
On.
Let the struggle go. Watch us make the struggle go.
It's a war outside your door, ain't nobody safe. Any victim in the states, anybody face. Why my people want peace but won't come to the plate. It was nice I couldn't eat trying to stomach the hate. Praying heaven worth the wait cause we live in the hell. Remember working nights late, I'm forgetting the feel. Watching from the stands, now my feet in the field. Cause I can't sit and watch this game about people get killed. So now I'm lacing up my shoes for my black race. Sick of paying dues for my black face. Knowledge is a tool for any fool who lacks faith. This war, it ain't about race. Colors don't breed hate, never. Black power, we've been lacking as slack as ours. If you afraid to face the truth, then you a fucking coward. We used to fighting for our life, feel like we fighting more. If we ain't fighting for our rights, then what we fighting for?
There won't be peace. Let the struggle go on. Let the struggle go. Watch us let the struggle go. If there's no justice, there won't be peace. We'll let the struggle go on. Let the struggle go. Watch us make the struggle go.
What's up, what's up, what's up, world? Another good show. Third Eye Radio. It's me, Crown Holder Cuzzo. Some of y'all already know me, some of y'all don't. Andy Artis, Third Eye. Today's topic of the show is going to be about conscious pimps. So we want to hear y'all call in and voice y'all opinion on what you guys think and how y'all feel about the situation. Okay, seems like we have some difficulty, excuse me. Hope everybody having a blessed day today. All is well with me. And if you give me 1 second, because the switchboard is not working, so I see I'm going to have to call him again on the three-way. It's just to take 1 second. Hey, what's up, King?
What's up, man, I'm in there.
Yeah, man.
Okay, let me introduce myself. It's the Black Power Ranger, also known as Christopher Aidman on Facebook. You can look me up. I'm a writer, you know what I mean, activist, and just Black Power crazy all the way, all day.
100, man, Black Power.
All day.
I was just informing them about the topic of the show when I just introduced myself. That's all.
Okay. The news for today, you hear about that Colin Kaepernick not standing up for the Pledge of Allegiance?
No, I haven't heard about that.
Yeah, so apparently on one of the preseason games against Green Bay, he didn't stand up on the Pledge of Allegiance. He said he's not going to stand up for no country that, you know what I mean, don't respect the black man. And, you know, that's a lot coming from, you know what I mean, a superstar. You know what I mean? He risking a lot, you know what I mean, standing up for our people. So, you know what I mean, I salute him on that.
Salute, man. Black power.
He had some pissed off fans, though. They was burning his jersey, too. And, you know, he got a lot of heckling about what he did from the NFL and all that. But, you know, standing up for what's right, you know. So he getting paid millions of dollars to run that ball, to throw that ball. So, you know, shit, that means a lot to us, you know what I mean? We appreciate him for doing that.
Yeah, we do. I didn't even know about that, man.
Yeah, I know, man. That's crazy. And then another story, Black Lives Matter collabs with Planned Parenthood. Ain't that crazy? Oh, yeah, they collabing with Planned Parenthood. I don't know what they're trying to enforce with this collaboration, but if anybody knows the history of Planned Parenthood, it was made by a racist white woman to stop black people from having babies, you know what I mean, and make them sterile and stuff. So, you know what I mean, look up that story, do your research on that. Another one we got is the president of the Philippines. He slammed the U.S. for killing blacks. You know, he was talking about how they're killing unarmed black men while they're on the ground, like the police killings and stuff. So then we got the Philippines standing up for our people, too. Time for us to start standing up.
Okay. Unite.
And, you know, man, I say the worst for last. Neighborhood Watch, they killed another unarmed black man. His name was Corinne Rodney Bernard Thomas. This is North Carolina. They killed him because he said he looked at thuggish or something like that, and white dude killed him. I think he in jail though right now, but you know, it's another black life killed, murder in the hands of another white man. So, you know,
wow.
Same thing as the Trayvon Martin incident. Yeah, man. So they're not caring about our people, not caring about the lives of black people, you know. All lives matter in America, but the black lives. So,
yeah, you know, respect to the family, respect to the family of that victim and all other families who've lost victims, man, to this racial profiling.
Yeah, any news you got?
Yeah, actually, LAPD admit that they killed an innocent black man in Compton, California, going to carjacking. But the actual victim, who was fatally shot, wasn't even involved in the carjacking. So I don't know too many more details about that situation, but that's something that we can all look into, you know, if you want to know more clarity of the situation. Also, I got another thing I want to talk about. Too Strong, Too Real, 22nd Annual International Lock Conference. They're going to be talking about natural hair and promoting black beauty. It's an expo, October 1st and October 2nd. And it's actually going to be at the Universal Autumn Red Charter High School in Philadelphia. So, you know, everybody who want to come out and show their love and support, come on out. Get it in. Party with your people.
Anything else?
No, that's all I had today, man. I was going to talk about the Philippines president slamming the U.S., but you already expressed that. That was very good, man. You know, that was really important that people, other people seeing us standing up. They seeing us standing up. They see this fight that's going on. So don't think people not watching.
Right. Man. Everybody notices stuff but us. You know, man, it's crazy, man. It's a war out here, and people don't understand how real it is. It's a war just from being black, you know? So, you know what I mean? Stay alert, stay prepared, man. And, you know what I mean? If you can, stay out the way, you know? It's just crazy, man. We need unity, man. This is why we got an urgent need for black unity in America, because us being, you know what I mean, deunified, it's not going to solve anything at all, none of our problems, any of them. You know, we need unity in order to come together and solve these problems. So, you know, I mean, this is just a call out for unity, for black unity. All right. Since we got the news out the way, you know, first of all, I want to say this is we're going to just be buzzing people in, you know what I mean, along while we're doing this presentation on the conscious pimps, you know. So, you know what I mean? If you want to call in, call in. If you're on the line, we're going to try to buzz you in and get you some time to talk about it, to speak on the issues. I guess I'll start it off. Well, what a conscious pimp is, also known as hotel pimps, these are, you know what I mean, men who claim to be quote-unquote conscious, you know, and their main objective is to pretty much prey on the conscious queens, you know, and you know, get in their inbox, you know, what is the quote-unquote build. And, you know, it starts off with a little knowledge here and there, and then it jumps right into, hey, can I get some? Can I get some new picks? Or, you know what I mean? Or even more, you know, they'll lead these queens on thinking that, you know what I mean, they're the only queen they're talking to and this and that. And then, you know what I mean, it comes to find out that he's talking to a whole bunch of other queens, you know, and pretty much just running game on them, doing the same regular, I mean, regular people do to regular women. And
in my opinion,
I feel like if you're supposed to be conscious and you living this lifestyle, you should be living the lifestyle incomplete. You shouldn't be still trying to prey on women. You know what I mean? That's the reason why we don't have trust right now as far as the sexes is concerned.
That's true. That's true, man. They prey on the weak. I mean, not all women are weak. Some women who's stronger than men.
Right. Exactly. And I don't know, it's just been an issue I've been seeing since I've been in the conscious community, you know what I mean? I've just been seeing it, you know what I mean? People, especially these men, they only worried about sex, you know what I mean? Still got that European mind state of trying to just use a woman for sex and not really naturally trying to build with them, naturally trying to gain a rapport with them, naturally trying to, you know what I mean, grow with them. And if they really want to be with them, you know what I mean, they're not expressing that, you know what I mean? It's pretty much just sex, you know, or they're just leading them on, making these women think that all the conscious king going there, any conscious king who get in their inbox, you know what I mean, they automatically assume, man, nah, he just wants to BS, he ain't trying to build, he just, you know what I mean, want to get in my panties. And that's not true. And the reason why I'm speaking up for it, because I'm the type of dude who will get in a queen inbox, but I'm really trying to build. I'm on business. I'm really trying to start a nation. I'm really trying to, you know what I mean, advance and grow and network with different queens. And I don't want that negative stigma being held on me because of the actions of other people, you know?
I understand that, and I can't relate to that in many ways. I can't relate to that in many ways, but you know that the saying, one apple spoils a bunch, so.
Right.
Basically, it comes down to, you know, the temps when they basically misuse the loyalty of the queen, you know. The true queen, she going to give you loyalty for the kingdom.
Right.
But a lot of kings misuse that to their advantage. And a lot of people need to learn how to share. Sharing, you know what I'm saying? Sharing is a big thing when it comes to relationships and companionship. Also, consideration of others. But it's a lot that come into. We need to have a show about relationships, man. You know, some relationship goals, relationships advice.
Right, definitely. Definitely. And, you know, like the big problem about this this epidemic is going on with these conscious pimps is, you know what I mean, it's causing division, you know what I mean? It's causing division amongst all the queens he's talking to, you know what I mean? Now they envious, like, oh, man, he talking to her too? I don't like her because she talks to the same dude I'm talking to. You know what I mean? It's just negativity. It's just a negative stigma on the conscious community, you know? And me personally, I feel like, man, if you on this and you a man and you know what I mean, you claim to be conscious, you are the enemy because there's no reason why you misleading these queens after you know what they've been through before they was conscious. You know what I mean? So we got this whole thing of them saying niggas ain't shit, you know, and this and that, and you know what I mean? And you know, the men got the same thing with the queen. They say bitches ain't shit, you know? Excuse my language, but I'm just saying verbatim of how they feel. And from this, it's just going back into the loop. You know what I mean? We can't have this in the conscious community. So me personally, if I see it, if a queen, if I get a couple of queens telling me about, man, he playing me, he doing this and that, I'm going to call him out because I feel like, man, you got to be exposed, man. We don't need no bad apples in this bunch because it's going to spoil you the whole bunch. So, you know, if we're trying to build as a community and we're trying to build as a people, we need to change our ways and we need to get off of that, man. If you know what I mean, the main purpose of this, just be upfront. If you really just want to have sex with that queen, tell her that. Tell her, like, hey, queen, I'm digging your body. I'm digging you, you know. I'm not looking for no relationship. I'm looking for sex. Be honest. You know what I mean? Don't be no coward and try to bait her in with some truth and with some knowledge. And then at the end of the day, you just using that as a ploy to get sex. Like, I feel like that's just completely wrong. And it should be people like that should be exposed by any means.
That's true. They should be exposed. And that's why we got this show right here, the truth. Ain't nothing but the truth. You know, we just speak in different views. Some agree, some don't.
Right.
But we all got a voice.
Right, period. How many callers we got on the line?
Man, the Lions looking real healthy right now.
All right. I got somebody from a 313. Last four, 8091. Is they on the line? Because they want to speak on this.
Okay. Give me 1 second. Yeah, I see them.
All right, we're about to buzz you in, 313-8091. So we're about to buzz you in. Tell us what you feel about it.
Before we buzz them in, though, I wanted to speak on something, you know, that was actually disturbing myself about the situation.
All right.
A lot of people don't understand this, especially kings. But you have to understand that we are the head of the household. You know, that woman depend on us. That woman listen to you. She trusts you. You got to understand that women are emotional. You know, we as kings, we have a sensitive side, but we are not as emotional as the females. Now, when you do these things to these queens, mislead them and abuse them, misuse them, or deceive them, it really hurts them. It really hurts them mentally. And sometimes it makes it harder for the next true king. But the thing about it is, a true king, see, you can't bother a true king. You can't bother a true king because a true king by nature, that's just what he do. He real. You know
right.
what I'm saying? So it's not really going to affect him because hard work is nothing new to him. But a queen, you got to understand this. You got to be strong too. You got to stand behind your words too and stand firm behind what you want. And it's real. You can't let a brother sweet talk you out your drawers after you said that you was claiming celibacy or that you weren't going to do it, and he telling you he going to marry you. He done sold you dreams, not reality. Now you want to settle down for something that's in the back of your mind. And it's the same thing for kings. It goes vice versa. You know, we got to stop falling in love with the flesh. Because the flesh get old. When the flesh get old, then what will you love from that woman? That's why you always find a million ways to love a woman. Every day you should be thinking about ways that you love your woman. Why you love your woman. Queens, why you love your king. And if you can't think about nothing but the looks, then obviously it's nothing there. And this is straight truth.
Yeah, that's true, because, you know what I mean, people going to get old, people going to get fat, you know what I mean, all that look stuff is going to go out the window, you know what I mean, we got to stop digging just flesh deep, you know, we got to go deeper than the flesh, you know, we got to really understand what their mental is, what they want to do in life, is they voyage going, you know what I mean, go along with your voyage, you know, and queens, y'all just got to stand y'all ground, man, y'all got to see this, man, you know what I mean, it shouldn't take us to tell y'all, man, that dude ain't no shit, man. He, man, I can just tell, you know what I mean? Because we know, we've been there. You know, it's a lot of kings who in the past was womanizers, you know what I mean? So we know firsthand the game, man. The game is played. You can't let these kings sweet talk you out your panties, like Puzzle just said, you know? Y'all got to be strong. Y'all got to let them know through the door, this ain't that. And then see how long they're going to try to build with you. Let them know, like, man, I'm not about to have sex with you. You know, I'm not looking for a relationship. If you're trying to build and teach me something and we can build together, we can do that. But a lot of these kings use that term build as a ploy, you know what I mean, just to get in good, get in your inbox, you know. So you just got to be careful and watch out for these snakes, because that's all they are. They snakes, they traitors to this nation, because all they're doing is causing corruptness in our nation and discourse in our nation. So we got to really call them out. And the queens, if you feel like you see a man who on that, man, warn your other queens, because pretty sure he in their inbox too. So you really got to just stand up, and y'all got to come together, and we got to come together and fight this, man, because I'm with this fight for y'all, because I don't agree with it, and I don't condone it. And any man who on that is a coward, and he's a traitor in my eyes, and you know how traitors are supposed to be dealt with.
That's right, black power. That goes back to the oppressor. The oppressor ain't just the European, you know? Tell y'all, it ain't just the Europeans. We're trying to open your eyes to all the oppression, even the oppression of your own people, because some of us will oppress others. And that's true.
Exactly.
It's not about separation to me. It's more about acknowledging that individual faults and helping him gain the strengths he needs to conquer them so we can all be together. Help him open up his third eye. You know, open up your third eye to love.
Exactly, man. Black love is all about. You know, just be open, man. People just got to start being honest with each other and yourselves. You know what I mean? To the queens too, don't leave these kings on thinking that they got you and they don't. And they really down for you and they really, you know what I mean, expressing their feelings. Don't keep on leading them on. If you ain't feeling that king, let them know. I'm not feeling you like that. You know what I mean? I'd rather keep it on a friend tip. And all that because, you know what I mean, us kings, we got feelings too. So if a king pursuing you in a romantic level and you're not feeling it, just let them know through the gate. Don't lead them on. Oh, that's sweet. And, you know what I mean, all that. Because all you're doing is leading them on, making them think he got you and he don't got you. So, you know what I mean, y'all got to be honest with these kings too, you know, especially if you're not feeling them. If you are feeling them, let him know. And if he ain't feeling you, he needs to be honest. You know, because it's not about sex, man. We're trying to find soulmates. We ain't trying to... You know, I mean, everybody done the sexual life. I'm 26, man. That's out of my system. I'm not looking for, you know what I mean, a piece of meat no more. You know what I mean? My consciousness is way past that now. You know, I'm trying to build relationships. And, you know what I mean? If I do find a queen that I'm interested in, I'm going to let her know. And, you know, we can build from there. But there's no misleading and no deception because them are ways of the Europeans. And there's a lot of black, dark-skinned Europeans out here, you know? Who's still in it for self, selfish desire, selfish means.
That's true. That's 100% true, man. 100% true, man. We got to learn how to improve each other.
Yes, exactly.
That's why the saying opposites attract. That's a true saying. Opposites attract. Your woman should have your weaknesses, you know, or your king should have your weaknesses, vice versa. It's not just one way.
Right.
No more you teach them.
Right.
You know, your spouse should be able to hold it down in the event of something happening. Your spouse should be able to hold down the kingdom that you both have struggled and sacrificed to actually provide.
Exactly, man. Just like that, man. Straight like that. You know what I mean? Where you lack, she should pack, and where she pack, you should lack. You know, it should be just like that. It should be organic intimacy between y'all, you know what I mean? Where if one's falling down, the other's right there to pick them up, you know, and vice versa. But you ready for the callers?
Yeah, I'm ready, man. I'm sitting here, you know, we had some problems in the beginning of the show with this. So I'm talking to you, talking about the discussion, actually trying to figure out what's going on with it.
Okay.
It's I can see everything, but when I'm pushing the buttons, it's not responding, which is not.
Oh, man.
Because this is the people show, so.
Right.
That's not going to fly right there.
No, definitely not.
This ain't gonna fly with us. I know I ain't gonna let it fly. I ain't have it. That's truth, man.
Okay. What's not letting you click them in?
It's, I can see everything. It's like everything's coming up. But when it comes to me pressing the screen, it's not actually switching over. Like it's not accepting the push or whatever. I don't know what to say.
What if you close it down and open it back up?
I'm going to do that now.
Yeah, sorry for the technical difficulties, man. We're dealing with technology over here, so it ain't the smartest thing on earth.
We don't usually do this. Everything usually be smooth as butter.
Y'all know this only the fourth show, so we still getting acquainted with all the controls.
Okay.
You got it?
Okay, yeah, I think I got it. I got it. Right. Okay. What's the number again, bro? Or the first?
Area code 313-8091. And that's the area code in the last four.
Okay. I see him. I'm a passing through right now. Hello?
Peace and love.
Peace and love.
Thank you for your patience. Salute. Oh, that ain't nothing. I'm a patient guy. Salute, God.
Salute, salute. Highest salute.
God, salute.
Salute.
So what do you feel about this subject matter?
That's what I was about to say. I just came in on the ass end of it. What was y'all talking about?
We're talking about these conscious pimps, you know what I mean? But trying to be conscious to get into these queens' draws, misleading them, you know what I mean? Got multiple queens they talking to on a romantic level, you know, pretty much just playing them, just trying to get what they can get out of them for selfish desires.
What I feel on that? Well, you know what I'm saying? I feel like this. You know, people, when they find a new outlet, they always try to use it and run with it for a minute. So certain things we can't stop, but we could probably, you know, intervene on a lot of levels, you know what I'm saying, especially within our group of conscious women. But period, like, of how the tide's going now, these cats out here, they really, just, you know what I'm saying, they out here to get in between the woman legs, any means necessary, any way he can. So we really got to start, you know what I'm saying, really directing our queens, because we not telling them, but we directing them in a sense to, you know, watch out for these cats, what, you know what I'm saying, where they hurt at. That's how you need to start reading people anyway, where they hurt at.
Right. Pay attention to every detail, man. Even I said they need to start paying attention to every little detail, man, because the little details add up. They always add up. 1 + 1 always going to equal 2 if you add it up the right way.
All the time. All the time.
You know how we be, bro. We not. I mean, I'm pushing. We push the conscious, but we still men. So, I mean, I'm not a violent person, but violence could get triggered. Violence is in the world, so therefore I am violent. You feel me?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, if I had to put my hands on a brother because I'm seriously trying to push this conscious, and you know what I'm saying? You still trying to push ignorance and disrespect and like you say, this pimp life. Of course, I'm about to put my hands on you. And that's how I feel. I mean, you can't judge me for for putting my hands on the well, I probably be like, I'm judging myself in a situation of trying to, because, you know, I can't be the guide of the jury or the everything, but my heart is genuine. And if I'm pushing this and I come across a dude, he disagree for what I'm pushing with, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to try to elaborate with him on a level that we probably could come to agreement. But if this is any way towards disrespecting my queens, I don't know how I might react, man. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm really on this mission to protect and uplift the black woman and child. So, I don't agree with it. I don't agree with it. I ain't with it. You know what I'm saying? And a couple of my friends, they've been through it with these cats, these conscious cats, so-called, you know? And they hurt them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I feel you.
I understand that right there. Sometimes that's what you got to do to get your point across. I mean, and people don't like, but you got to understand, violence was still created by God. Everything in this world was created by God. So you really got to understand, violence is a point of God too.
Right.
That's right.
All right. Anything else you want to add on to that?
Not really. I just really thought it just could. Bless my people. Bless y'all. Send the peace.
All right, man. Black Power Nation all day.
Black Power Nation all day. Peace and love.
All right, General. Peace and love.
Hey, man. I just want to say,
What's up?
I just want to say, you know, to touch up on that, man, about when you said that you got to watch what people say. That's true. But at the same time, I feel like you got to watch what people do also.
Definitely. That's more important.
True that. Yeah, one, right. People say one thing and then they do it. And I've learned that your body functions are a reaction to your mind state.
Mm-hmm.
And because when you become conscious, you start thinking better as a whole, as a more in a third perspective of things. You start to take yourself away from people. So
that's right.
A person really acts. A person could tell you that, I'm very considerable, but yet their actions don't show this. And that's the thing. Goes back to women falling in love with these kings, man. Falling in love with these kings over the word of mouth, not the actions. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
Really gotta, and this goes into anyone in life. Watch their individual actions, because like
that's
I said,
right.
The mind works fatty. So you could tell me that you a good person, but I can see how you moving that you ain't.
Ooh,
feel me?
True. Yeah,
you really gotta
always
understand. You gotta have that third eye open, man, because people are very deceptive.
All my three-eyed people, y'all out there, y'all see, y'all know what's happening. I bet y'all can feel my energy. Y'all can feel my energy. I don't care. I swear to God, this is me. When you meet me, you're going to be like, yes, he's black power. I am the definition of black power. I love my people.
Exactly. That's how we all got to be. You know what I mean? To get unity, you know what I mean? We all got to be on the same page on all aspects. You know what I mean? Any discourse, you know what I mean? Any minor discourse is okay, but any major discourse such as this topic right now, you know what I mean, is going to cause controversy within our nation. You know what I mean? If we're trying to build a nation, we're trying to unify our people, you know what I mean? This deception that's being played is not going to do nothing to make us better. You know what I mean? Anything that's not making us better is making us worse. So we got to attack that on all fronts.
Yeah, man. Thank you for calling us and voicing your opinion, man.
All right. Peace and love, y'all.
Peace and love. All right. We're going to keep on moving. We're going to pick another caller, voice your opinion. How you feel about conscious pimps? Area code 424, last 4-3-6-3-9. I'm going to pass you through right now. Hello?
Peace and love and light, King.
Peace and love and light.
This is Dr. Sister Goddess, Black Power Nation.
BPN all day.
Yes. I want to speak on this because I recently went through it. And like the previous kings just stated, it's all about action. You know, actions speak volume. And I was speaking to this king for like 8 months on the phone. We both live in two different states. And I was digging him mentally because in order to grasp me, you have to grasp me mentally anyway. And so I decided to go visit him or whatever. Everything was cool. He let me know, you know, what was up. I'm not ready for a relationship. You know, we could be friends. I'm down with that. But I also explained to him, like, I go in hard. You know, I can't see myself. If I'm interested in you, I cannot see myself interested in other dudes, you know, other kings,
right.
Other gods. So my focus was just on him. Like, okay, I'm going to give you the utmost respect, but I let everybody know this, that I'm dealing with a king, although we're friends, you know. Any other king that would step to me, I'm like, no, I'm not interested. I'm interested in another king. I actually called him my special king because I wasn't trying to deal with other kings. Okay, long story short, he and I were talking, you know. Then he just started accusing me of things. That's an eye-opener for me because if you're accusing me, automatically you're doing something that you're not supposed
mm-hmm.
to be doing. So I started paying close attention or whatever, and I'm striving real hard to, like, prove to him, like, I'm not doing nothing. I'm all the way in a different state, and I'm still faithful, you know. But you so-called tell me that I'm your friend, and I'm not your girlfriend, so why are you coming hard on me? Long story short, we both know the same people in groups, Facebook, everything. I get an inbox stating that the same sister that I know that I'm cool with and everything, she's talking to him. And I'm just what's going on here? You know? So I approach him, and he's like, oh, no, I'm not talking to anyone. I take his word for it, but deep down inside, I already know what it is. So I'm still dealing with him or whatever. Come to find out, he's a pathological liar about a lot of things, you know. And me being the queen that I am, I don't give up on people easily. I strive really hard to give people the benefit of the doubt. I allow you to hang yourself, you know. But I love this dude. Like, I really love this king. Despite all, I love him. And now it's about, like, right now he hurt me deeply with a lot of things. And I feel like that's part of my fault because I allow it to happen. And now he's throwing my name in the dirt as if, like, I did something. Or, like, for instance, you know, we had a conversation about polygamy, right? And I told him I'm down with it. Like, I'm one of those queens. I don't mind about polygamy if we're married. Married. If you want another wife, you can go ahead and do it. I'm very confident because polygamy is not only about sex. It has a lot of other benefits for it. So it's like once we stopped talking and dealing with each other, he really showed me that he's not a king at all or a god because he turned my words into something that now I like women, I'm a lesbian, this and that, and I'm just like lost for words because I confided in this king about a lot of things for the 8 months we've been dealing with each other, you know,
yeah.
And I started to love him or whatever, and I just feel like his perception, how he came off, it was all wrong. Like, it's not what I thought it was. You know, he speak knowledge, very knowledgeable king. But just because a queen and a king is very knowledgeable, that doesn't mean that they have the actions to back it up.
That's just true.
Hello?
That's true.
Yeah, we're here.
Yeah, so I'm a little hurt, you know, because there are a lot of kings out there that have the actions to back it up. But now I'm kind of skeptical. Like, I don't even want to deal with nobody right now. Like, or for a long time. I'm thinking long term, I'm just going to be by myself because you can't even trust people. You give your oar, you open up, you talk to them, you let them know what it is. And knowledgeable-wise, like, with me, I go in with the knowledge. I love knowledge. I love evolving with my people. I'm BPN to the fullest, you know, and I'm all about action. Words mean nothing to me. Even coming from my own mouth, it means nothing. I'm all about action. And if you showing me that you're not about action, then I have to step back. I slowly start falling and pulling myself away because now I see you for who you are and you can't be mad at me. But as a king, don't try to throw me under the rug if we're not working out to give yourself a good name because I'm not going to throw you under the rug. So don't do that to me.
Right.
That's true. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say because I respect all my kings and queens, but this goes for both kings and queens. You have a lot of kings and queens that are conscious pimps. You have queens that know a guy for a situation. Like this is how I met this king. Like, one of his best friend is a female. She pushed me to him knowing how he is and then bragged about it afterwards. Like, oh, I knew this. Why would you do that to another sister? And we're supposed to be there for each other. You know, why would you do that? That just hurt me. Like now I'm just looking at men, kings, gods. Like, I know that you're not supposed to judge everyone as being the same, but I'm kind of, you know, like, now I have to dig even deeper.
Right. Y'all hear that, kings? See, that's what I'm saying. By y'all doing this, by y'all actions, you know what I mean, it's affecting the whole, it's affecting all of us, because it is a good king, or is a good God or a king out there for her. But, you know what I mean, now she got her guards even more high than they already was, because she let her guards down to a so-called king, and, you know what I mean, he played her. So,
that's,
man, y'all got to y'all gotta be careful of y'all actions, man.
Right.
That's true. 100%.
Right.
You know, I was going to talk about the same thing that she just really talked about. You know, it's a difference between knowledge and wisdom, you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Knowledge is the more positive aspects of, excuse me, having wisdom is the more positive aspects of knowledge.
Right.
Right.
And a lot of people do have knowledge, but they not wise.
Hmm.
Right,
Knowledge and still be immature.
Right.
You know, you can have knowledge and your actions reflect the physicality of a child. You know what I'm saying? So you really just got to understand, man. I don't know what to say. I mean, it's going on everywhere, everybody. I mean,
right.
I'm glad we're having this show, and I'm glad that you stepped up, Queen, and you voiced your opinion with your own testimony. And I appreciate
right.
that. It took a lot of guts.
Right. And one more thing, too. One more thing. Like, it's always good to be honest, but to what extent? This is what I want to know, because sometimes people say they honest, but they just feed you what they think you want. They want what they think you want to hear instead of being really honest. Come on, let me know the deal. Like, don't sugarcoat, don't caramelize anything. Just let me know what it is, because one thing about this queen right here, what you see is what you're going to get. I don't need to hide anything. You ask me a question, I'm going to let you know. You either deal with it or you move on or don't deal with it. And with me, I respect any king that come to me straightforward, but if you lying to me, I lose all respect for you, all respect.
Hmm.
I have none whatsoever. But you respect, if you coming at me, I don't care what it is. It may hurt me. I may not like it, but I respect you because you were truthful and you were honest and you straight up told me what it was. And I feel like kings and queens need to do that. Be honest. Just straight up honest. Let you know where you're coming from the door. Don't sugarcoat anything. Don't half step. Oh, I'm coming from here. But then later on, you coming all the way from East Africa with lies. I mean, you
right.
understand? Like, come on.
Yeah.
Be truthful. Be truthful. Like, I love all my people. And even today, like, if I would have still seen, if I see this king today, I'm going to show him respect. Hey, how you doing? But then that's it. Like, that's it. I don't respect you in other areas. And I don't believe
right.
anything that comes out of your mouth.
Action speaks way louder than words. Way louder.
Right, right, right. Because you do have a lot of conscious pimps and a lot of conscious queens that call themselves pimps too. Don't get it twisted. People just think that it's only kings out there that are pimping. No, you have some queens out there that are pimping too, and will pimp out another
mm-hmm.
female to a king. I experienced it. I'm trying to tell you, I experienced it. Oh man, and this just happened to me like a couple of months, and it still hurts me because it's like I don't have stuff anything. When I love hard. I give my all. It's either all of me or none of me. I can't see myself pretending with anything. So I'm still kind of feeling the hurt a little bit, you know, but my crown is still on. It was tilted, but I had to put that crown back on and just go and keep it pushing and not allow it to hinder my goals and my steps of evolving into a better person. But that's all it means.
Right.
I just wanted to voice my opinion on this situation.
Thanks for calling, Goddess. Appreciate it, Sister Goddess. BPN all day.
Yes.
We appreciate your voice.
BPN all day. Peace, God.
If you don't mind, may I ask you a question?
Yes.
Well, from a woman's perspective? Okay. Did you have sexual relations with that guy?
One time. That was it.
Okay, so do you feel as though
we were talking for 8 months, and when I went to visit him, yes, we did grown up things. Yes, we did. But that was a choice. that was my choice to do it, and that was my choice to, for, and it was his choice to tell me if he wanted to or not. You know, that was my choice.
Yeah,
we're both grown.
Yeah. I understand that, Queen. You know, there ain't nothing wrong with that at all, you know. Ain't nothing wrong
right.
with that at all, trust me. You know, I just wanted to know basically was, do you feel like after the sex you have more feelings, or basically were your feelings all the way before the sex? That's all I wanted to know.
My feelings was all the way turned up way before the sex. To me, sex is nothing. You could get sex anywhere and all day if you choose to, if that's who you are. With me, it was just, it was a mental thing. Like, he really grasped me mentally. But then he just started degrading me, like, as if he was the king of all kings. Like, I can't think for myself. Like, my knowledge is underneath his knowledge. Like, it was just crazy. It was crazy. It was just crazy. Like, no one knows everything. And with me, I like to evolve. If I don't know something, then enlighten me. Enlighten me. Don't talk down to me if I don't know something, because I'm always willing to learn. It was just so much going on with this king. And I started to truly deep down, like, analyze and see everything. And I'm just like, oh, my goodness, what did I put myself into? But despite all,
yeah.
I still was trying to be there. I was still trying to be there and respect this king. But he lied about me. About so many things and something deep down personal that I'd rather not say. But, yeah,
right.
So that just put the icing on the cake, and just I was just lost, like lost for words, and I stepped back. And it's like it hurt me too, because I tried to put this other queen on that was talking to him. Not she caught the – and see, Christopher, let me tell you something. You mentioned earlier – other queens should let other queens know, but other queens don't take it in a positive way. They think that you're hating or you don't want to see that person with him. You understand? Because I tried to put this other queen on my own. Like, I look at her as a sister, you know, all like everybody, we all know each other. I'm not hating on you for talking to him. Go ahead. Do you, sister? But know this, X, Y, and Z, and this is just, you know, I'm just trying to put you on. It's your choice to talk to him or not, but don't call me a hater, you know. Don't call me as
right.
if I'm hating on your, no, I'm just looking out for you. That's it. I'm just looking out for you. I'm not saying don't talk to him. Go ahead, talk to him, but just guard yourself. Be careful. You understand? That's it, but everyone
right.
doesn't take it in that kind of percept. They take it as hating. So it's like a lot of times queens can't even share with another queen or enlighten them about a situation.
You can lead them to the water, but you can't make them drink it. As long as you do your part,
right.
let them know, hey, you know, you did
right.
what you can do.
Right, right.
Appreciate
right. Right. I'm sorry. I can go on and on, but I know y'all got other callers.
Now, we appreciate you a lot, though.
Hey, we appreciate that 100%.
Right.
Earl, need to get their voice out, man. People we want, get it, man. This dope right here, man. The fact that people can call in and voice their opinion, man. We got callers, man. Hundreds of calls. Excuse me, 100 callers.
Right.
Man.
I feel this is dope. I think the whole radio station idea was dope, because you don't get a lot of that, especially with BPN, like all black people just trying to connect and voice their opinions, because sometimes people can't agree to disagree. People have opinions, and then they want your opinions to be exactly like theirs. No, everyone, I love all my people, but hear us out, though. We all have to hear each other out and agree to disagree with opinions. You know, and have respect for each other no matter what.
Right. Definitely. Definitely.
Black power. Black love. More power. You understand?
Right.
Appreciate you talking,
right.
Queen.
Right. All right. Love, King.
Yes.
Love. Much love.
Stay tuned, please.
I surely will.
All right.
Yeah, man. That was real grateful right there. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I appreciate that. That was good. That was good. Good intel right there. Let's see who else who else want to get a two cent on the subject?
I wish it was a way we could see who really wanted to get their voice across, you know, more than, you know what I'm saying, bro?
Right.
Oh, other people who really, really. But we're going to keep it moving, though. Area code, you know, I just pick them random, so stay on point. Area code 424. Last four digits, 3639.
Bring them in.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah. Hold on, bro.
Am I supposed to hang up once you guys finish talking to me?
Oh, no. No, Queen, that was me. I'm sorry. I picked the same.
Okay. That's what happened.
Because I'm listening still. I mean, I'm still listening. So.
Yeah,
you picked the same number. Okay.
Sorry, y'all. I ain't a robot, you know. We'll keep it moving, man. 504 is the area code. Last four. 7542.
New Orleans.
No.
What's up?
Man, I just got a switchboard and that's what it is, man.
Nigga putting it out there to the people for real.
Yeah.
Trying to.
Yeah.
Now, what's up? You know, we can hear you. You on air. We put it out to the people.
Yeah, why you got the first nigga?
Yeah, the first
nigga.
Yeah. I talked last night.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
What's up? We can hear you.
I'm going to see you, but if I can call Chris and make sure they...
I don't think you're ready.
Ready, huh?
Hey, let's go to the next one.
Word. That's what I'm talking about, man. Keep passing that word, King. All right, we're going to bring it back to another one. Oh, no. I'm sorry. The switchboard froze. King, that was the wrong caller.
Oh, wow.
504.
I think that was a caller. That was a caller from last week.
504, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
What's up? King, my fault, man. We apologize.
Yeah, that's no problem at all, brother.
All right, what's your name and what's your views on this topic matter?
Yeah, this is Miguel, man. Dr. K Movement.
Oh, peace of love, King. Peace of love.
Yes, indeed. I got my shorty in the back. My little man, he's got some issues right now, so I apologize for y'all hearing him, y'all. But getting on topic, man, with what's going on as far as the discussion is concerned, you know, we have to realize that there are a lot of perpetrators, there are a lot of people, and when I say people, I mean specifically brothers that do put on a facade. In every institution that we have, in the name of coming up sexually, you know, and I'm fully in agreement with what you brothers are saying and what you brothers are doing as far as exposing brothers who have hidden agendas, especially as it relates to the lives of queens, of women. You know, we have to be very careful and very mindful of the brothers that we allow to get into the minds of the women. Being that our women are the first teachers, we have to be on point when it comes to what goes on in our women's minds. And so I just wanted to say that, man. I'm not going to hold up the line. I need to attend to my little man. But I appreciate this show, bro. Y'all keep on doing y'all thing.
Yeah, thanks for calling. Black love.
Yes, indeed. Black love, black power.
All day.
That's right, black power. And add on to that, man. It's a great thing, like I said, the fact that the true king's willing to expose the foolishness.
Right, that's great. I feel like if they ain't willing to expose it, they must be one of them. So I know we're pissing a lot of kings off today, but we don't care, man. This is for our nation, man. This is for our queens, man. We can't have y'all misleading our queens at all, man. That shit got to stop. You know what I mean? If you keep on going on, you know, we're going to just weed y'all out and let everybody know what y'all want, period. And that's just the way the cookie crumbles.
That's right. There's a lot of people out here, man, who don't fell victim to conscious pimping, man. You know?
Right.
I like that, conscious pimp. I mean, it just don't feel no better, man. No really.
Right, exactly. It don't. Who we got next on the line?
Let me see, man. No. Everything. Gotta excuse me, man. Every time the people hang up, I'm trying to restart it so we can keep it moving. So many people. I think that's what it is, man. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, it probably is what it is, making it lag a little bit. But we appreciate y'all listening, man. That's love, for real.
But what it is, man, as far as just the blessings, man. People love this, man. I wish we could extend the show sometime. But we're going to keep it moving, though. Next call I'm going to call up is 347 area code, last 4-5-8-5-0.
Bring them out.
Call, are you there?
Yeah,
hey,
hello.
Hey, what's up, Queen?
Hey, my name is Nakisha. I'm all new to the old all black, you know, black love and all this. I'm trying to be in support of my husband, Nee Gildersleeve. I'm just here listening, trying to gain some knowledge on the whole, you know, black love, black power. I'm actually from Jamaica, so all this is kind of new to me. So I appreciate all what y'all doing. Black power.
When you say it's new to you, what do you mean, Queen?
Well, as I said, I'm originally from Jamaica. So I'm just trying to be on board with my husband, trying to gain some knowledge on, you know, in Jamaica, you know, we just learn to appreciate everybody that comes to visit. We never be on point like, all right, you know, black and white and what's really going down.
Right.
And what's been going down since, you know, days of slavery and back. We just appreciate everybody that's come to our country. We never really spend the time to say, okay, this been happening a long time before, you know, our ancestors or grandparents and all that, where, you know, the crack are taking disadvantage of black people and all that. So since I met my husband, this is where I begin to, you know, see the reality of things where black people and white people are concerned, you know. So, as I said, I'm just listening to just gain some knowledge and this whole, you know, black love, black power, and be supportive of black people. So I appreciate y'all for what y'all doing.
All right. Thank you so much. We appreciate you for tuning in. Thank you so much.
All right. Peace and love.
You there, Cuzzo?
Yeah, I'm here, King.
Okay. I guess you're ready for the next call.
100% at all times.
You said what happened? We press the button.
The discussion is just getting thick, that's all. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
The discussion is getting real thick, man.
Yeah, it is. Oh, okay. You saying as far as people call coming in?
Yeah, people coming in, and then I'm listening too hard to the fact I'm thinking about future and future. You know what I'm saying?
Right, exactly.
I mean, it's just crazy, man. The energy, man. The energy from everybody calling in and the energy everybody voicing their opinion is just marvelous, man.
Third Eye Radio, Third Eye Gang, Black Power Nation, man, Hall of Fame. We in this, I'm telling you. We in this.
Yo, what's up, bro? We apologize.
Man, sorry.
That was crazy right there, man. We apologize for that, man. The signal failed, man. I don't know what happened with the whole show, but we're going to see. I'm going to go see if I can get the show extended an extra 15 minutes, man, so we can get back to what we was doing, 15, 20 minutes. So you guys hold it down, and I'm going to be right back, bro, I promise.
Yeah, man. Technical difficulty, man. You know, we still dealing with this modern technology. Put a wrench in the whole little plan. We're going to have to probably do a part two of this same on the same show just because we had so many callers today. So many people want to get their two cents in. So
Definitely. Wednesday at 9 o'clock Eastern time, 8 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Mountain time. We're gonna do a part two of the same discussion, just to, you know what I mean, let everyone get in and, you know what I mean, get their opinions in on it, on the topic and everything. But yeah, we're just trying to get everything back in line, back in order. Cause yeah, it's crazy, man. Anytime you're trying to do something good, man, there's always something, you know what I mean, trying to get in your way to, you know, keep you off track. But, you know, we working through it. We definitely are. I wish I could click some of y'all in, but, you know, unfortunately, I don't got the control panel on me right now, so can't even do it. But thanks for everybody who's still holding on the line, still, you know what I mean, trying to listen and stuff. I appreciate y'all's support, and we're going to keep the show running forever. So, you know, anytime you want to call in, voice your opinion, you know, just let us know. And then if you want us to click you in and buzz you in specifically, just inbox me or Cuzzo and inbox us your number so we can know which number to look out for when you do call so we can buzz you in. My Facebook is Christopher, KRISTOPHER, Aitman, ATEMAN, and you can look me up by name. And his is Paul Fenwick Bay. You can just look him up by name and add us as a friend and just inbox us and let us know that you want to talk on the show, because unfortunately we ain't going to be able to get to everyone, especially after this just happened, but we're going to make sure we can, you know, get a hold of some of you, and if you really want to talk, just let us know, and we can make sure you get your time in as well.
Okay, I'm back, big bro. I'm gonna go ahead and put one of the callers through so that they can voice their opinion.
Cool.
While I continue to see if I can extend this time, bro.
Okay.
Caller number is gonna be area code 205. Last four digits will be 0371. And if you give me 10 seconds, I'm going to pass you through.
King, I just want to salute y'all, high honors, first and foremost, starting off. I know some slight technical difficulties on, but I was holding on. I called back again to make sure it wasn't my line, you know what I'm saying? But It's your brother Beto, bro, calling from down south, you know what I'm saying? Calling in, chiming in, you know what I'm saying, and doing my little research on these conscious pimps, so to speak, out here. You know what I'm saying? I want to give y'all another tag on your show. You know, I salute y'all and honor y'all, you know what I'm saying? I'm starting the show out, you know what I mean? I will be calling, brother, for real, to, you know what I mean, to give my support, my 2 cents, my 1,000 and all. So you know, just moving right along. Just want to salute y'all, brother, definitely, for doing what you're doing. And you know what I mean? I salute you, and I definitely support you in your endeavor. You know, now I got a little comment, too, you know what I'm saying, just briefly, on the conscious pimp. And I was listening to the sister, whatnot, and she was speaking on her prior engagement and whatnot to the brother who, you know what I'm saying, who was putting her on and whatnot. You know, I just want to say that, you know, we in this polarity where we in this polar shift, we got to recognize that it's one and the same, you know what I mean? I believe that one brother said that. When you get, you know, when I first met my queen, so to speak, you know, I'm down south, I'm on the south side, I'm wilding out, I'm going to the clubs, I'm buying 200-300 bottles of champagne, you know what I'm saying, blowing. I got the whole block with me. Even the landlord is telling me, listen, you're a good brother, but you just got too much company, too much traffic, yada, yada, yada. And, you know, I'm just saying that back then, like 6 years ago, before I even came on a conscious, so to speak, level, you know, I was always in tune with being genuine where I derived from. You know, OG and them taught me well, so to speak. You see what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is I wasn't on that level. And she derived from coming out of the Arabic schooling, you know, speaking languages, and her pop went to, you know what I'm saying, Morocco or whatnot, and came back with the books and the Dr. York information and all of this, and you know what I'm saying? So I wasn't on that level. But so to speak, I was always in tune with being genuine you know what I'm saying, and having the energy around me, you know what I'm saying, compliment me in what I do. You know what I'm saying? I had plenty of people that support me in that. You know, I had no problem with that. When you got the whole block out there and you know you catering to everybody and then you taking everybody out to eat and you like, you know, get what you want. It ain't about no dollar, it ain't about the amount and that. You know, you just catering to the energy and you being that God really for real. That's another realm of God. See what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, so to speak, I wasn't on that level though, bro. And she came from that. She came from that. And like now it's like I won't say it's a polar shift, but it's like now, 7 years fast forward, I don't have all those brothers and sisters and shit that was out there on the block with me. They found their way, especially when I started to get more in tune with myself, controlling my reality more, you know, bringing ancient doctrines to them and letting them know, like, look, this is what it really takes, this is what it really is, and this is why they're using this shit against us. When I started to do all that and take control of that level, man, one start to find themselves somewhere else. You see what I'm saying? And now she realized, she's like, this is the original part. She's like, this is what you truly are. This is who you truly are. And, you know, like now, fast forward down the line, I'm like catapulting, kind of speeds up a little fast. And she's like, you know, well, I'm in tune with that. I know about that. My father, we know about that, yada, yada. And I'm like, yeah, queen, yeah, so, I mean, you know what I'm saying, baby, we got to do more studying. You know, it's just like the coins, the table has shifted. So in relation to say this, to say that about conscious pimp and whatnot, what I'm saying is at the point of particular time where I was in life, you know, I controlled my surroundings, those around me confided to it, you saying whatnot, and I was on a level of just being genuine, you know what I'm saying? I was still on that, you know, fuck this shit, fuck that, you know what I'm saying? Middle finger up everything, you know, fuck the world. I was still on that. But it shows you we're both one and the same. Now people see me and, then, you know, I have a conversation with anybody about anything on the globe. I can connect bio. I can connect toxic waste back to our bodily chemical, alchemical, you know what I'm saying, makeup. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, by saying that, you have to be very, very in tune, you know what I'm saying, with ones when you meet them, according to, like, saying, this brother came off, he was once this, and now he's making a transition, he's changing, and he's evolving, so to speak, in this. But you have to actually realize, before you meet that conscious brother, to that sister, before you get, you invest in whatever you're going to invest in, whether it be time, energy, whatever, before you do that, you have to realize that brother was once somewhere else before you met him. See what I'm saying?
That's right.
He was in another state of existence. But now since you met him, you're wooed and overwhelmed because you're just now waking up. And this is what conscious pimps do, bro. And to add on with this tagline, with the conscious pimp, you may want to put culture vultures down. These are culture vultures. See what I'm saying? Energy
like
empire.
I like that. That's,
you know,
knowledge.
That's just what it is, bro. So, because we have to be honest with ourselves. And I want to salute you again, brother. I believe that was Brother Christopher that said that, or one of the brothers. But said, man, if you want a real relationship and a God, you want a powerful God, you want to reap all the benefits of this so-called consciousness, then you have to reinvent this daily and find ways of why do you love your queen? Why does she love me? Vice versa. Flip the mirror around. You see what I'm saying? So,
That's true.
We definitely, you know, that's what keeps it going. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, so to speak, for these culture vultures out here, you know, that's getting theirs right now, selling the poison. You know, because we used to pump poison at one spot before we became conscious. Be real, bro. We used to pump poison.
Right.
So, you know, one and the same has to know one another, one and the same. So that's just what it is, and you know what I'm saying? I just wanted the sister to know, too, for real, no matter how many brothers you come with more empowerment and entombment, with information and knowledge, just know at one particular point in time those brothers are and were somewhere else. You see what I'm saying? Never focus on that, never. And to the sister, just if she's listening, just know this, sis, that change is always taking place. See what I'm saying? You could plant a seed in a plant, in a pot, and water that, but But you're not able to just stand there 8 hours, 24 hours a day and watch it sprout. You have to go out and handle your business, and when you come back, you'll realize that a growth and development has taken place. So change is always taking place. You know,
that's
and
wrong.
That snakehead brother has a right. He has a good. He has a choice of will. You know what I'm saying? To actually become more genuine. You know.
Yeah, that's true.
So let's bring balance. You know what I'm saying? So
that's what's up.
You know, just with respect that. That's what it is, bro. Not. I definitely salute y'all. I'm not gonna hold too long because I know you already had some technical difficulties popping up, and I know it's quite other. It's some more guys and guys. You know what I'm saying, on deck, and that's willing to drop their jewels, too. So I'm here, bro. You know, I'm willing to chime in, whatever you need. You know what I mean? I'm willing to do cross-references to bring true validity to what we talk in discussions, because we got a lot of people out there that think we'd be speculating on some shit. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, just to put that out there, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, this is real talk. There's nothing more higher than these sciences that we're discussing. This is what dictates your well-being out here, people. So we got to recognize that.
All right, man. Thanks for calling, man.
Yeah, man. Thank you, man. Thank you for waiting, man, during the technical difficulties, man, and being down with us.
Man, that's love, man.
When you get a chance, drop your info, too, bro, so we can go ahead and build on that.
All right.
We're going to drop our contacts at the end of the store. I mean, excuse me, the end of the show.
Peace and love.
Man.
All right.
Yeah, I think we got the green light for like an extra 15 minutes, bro. So.
Oh, that's good.
Just keep going. I'm going to bring in another caller. Caller, area code 347. Last four digits, 5850. Caller, can you hear us?
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, I guess they, I put them through. I guess they wasn't listening or something, man. Passing somebody else, another caller. Caller area code 251. Last four digits 3943. I'm passing through. Caller, are you there?
Nah, I don't know. Maybe they don't know we patted them through. I don't know. Yeah, some people might put their phone on speaker or something too. So, guess go to
all
the
right.
Next one.
I guess I'm gonna try one more. King. If it don't work, then it's probably the switchboard malfunctioning today, man.
Man, that's crazy. We need to call and complain on for the company because it's crazy.
I'm gonna try one more caller. Area code 251. Last four digits. Last four digits 2646.
Hello? What up?
We hear you.
Yeah,
Black
Power, fam.
Yeah. It's
Black
me from,
day.
251. You know, I'm talking about real talk. I'm going to get a real motherfucking sample. Brothers. Do these motherfucking, do these crackers wrong. If you love a queen and if you into a queen, treat them with respect, okay? And at the same time, queens, y'all kill yourselves with respect, okay? Wrong is wrong. Right is right. It ain't no in-between that. It ain't no sugarcoat. Bullshit is bullshit, okay? Let's stop doing each other wrong as a whole. And if you know somebody that's doing the queen wrong, or if you know a queen is doing a king wrong, address it. Let that person know. All that, don't be a hater and don't do this. Nah. Enough for that. We got to look out for each other as all, from all aspects of the game. Now, another copy of conscious pimps. There's a lot of these cats doing lectures, center stuff, got these businesses in the black neighborhoods or whatever, and they getting their money from black people because we supporting them, whatever. and they taking the motherfucking cash and spending it with the Peckerwoods, and they ain't putting it back into the black communities. Now, to me, that's another form of being black pimps, you know what I'm saying? Another form of just goddamn leeching off the black community. You understand what I'm saying? I know that last little part was a little bit off topic, but pimping, you know, pimping is a lot of different ways, okay? We understand, you know, brothers, you know, do something wrong or whatever, and a lot of, they use that, you know what I'm saying? That call in Nakisha, you know what I'm saying, the call in from Jamaica, you know what I'm saying, was, she's with me, but, you know what I'm saying, we live together, but she's originally from Jamaica. That's my wife, you know what I'm saying? And we just talked and we kicked it, you know what I'm saying? And I opened up to a lot of things or whatever, and I married her, and we're together and got a beautiful kid, you know what I'm saying? So, but let's just do this female right, okay? And also, let's protect these women and these children, okay? All right?
All right.
Hello.
I'm down with that.
That's true. You know how I come with it, Chris. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna get all jazzy or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Let's just start doing each other right, man. Men and women, and also sisters. You know what I'm saying? Stop getting on, you know, your conscience or whatever. But a lot of you be on Instagram in the book with your dashikis cut off, with your ass hanging out, and all this here, and that also puts brothers into another different front, you know what I'm saying, frame of mind. You know what I'm saying?
That's
true. If you want to be treated like something, you treat yourself like something. And you present yourself like a queen. And the same thing to you kings. Because a lot of you be in these groups or whatever, talking black power this, black power that. And then when I get on your motherfucking, on your friends list to check you out, you got a bunch of half-naked white girls on there. Okay? Cut that out. Okay? Don't motherfucking play. Okay, don't motherfucking play.
Because
if I see you in person, me and my homie, my team, we're going to knock your goddamn jaws loose. Straight up. You heard? That's real shit. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. Me and my brush shot and the whole squad. We don't play that. Okay? Stop faking and stop fronting. You know what I'm saying? Then a lot of you sitting here, you know, want to go around to these meetings and seminars and lectures or whatever with the green tea and, you know, talking to ladies, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, but, you know, that's cool and that's fine and dandy. But if you ain't living right, you ain't being right. And if you ain't with this movement for real, okay, you just as worse, if not worse, than a motherfucking crack in a goddamn peckerwood. Stop this motherfucking shit. Because if I see you, or one of my partners see you, we got them bash your brains in. Okay, because enough of this. We got to clean this up all the way. Okay, we could be nice and all this, yeah. And sister, the one that went through it, I think she said the 8-month relationship, whatever, there's some good brothers out there. You know, sometimes you got to live and let go. You know what I'm saying? You can't just mourn on the one sucker. You know what I'm saying? Just learn from that. You know, whatever, however he manipulated you or whatever, sister, if you listen, just take that, learn from it, and move on with your life. Don't let that clown put you at a standstill. Black power. I love y'all, man. Y'all keep this going, man. Black power. This is me speaking. You know
Black power forever, man.
Death to all motherfucking crackers. Death to motherfucking any nigga that love a motherfucking cracker. Okay. Anybody that thinks other races are equal as us and on the same level as us, death to motherfucking you. Okay. And if you're a warrior, you need to train, you need to work out. Get your aim right and be on point. Just don't be talking about I'm a warrior this, I'm a warrior that, or whatever. Okay? If you can't bust a grape, you ain't a warrior. You understand what I'm saying? Know what you're doing when you say you're a warrior. Because there's some warriors out there for real. That's wicked and about that. You understand what I'm saying? No play squad. You heard real talk, man. Black power to y'all, man. I love y'all, cats, man. Straight up.
Love you too, man. Black power.
All right, one. Black power.
One.
One, man. One.
One.
All right, Paul, how much time we got left?
Oh, man. We got like 10 more minutes left. I guess we can close it down, man.
You want to get one more call before we close it down? And we can just pick it back up on Wednesday on part two, man, since we got so much, you know, so many people want to say something. You know, I mean, I know a lot of people didn't get to say what they want to say, so we can do a part two on Wednesday.
All right, that's cool with me. We can click one more through.
All right.
Caller, area code. Caller area code 347. I don't know if I called this number. I don't know. 347.
Yeah, you did. I remember that 347.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Do another one.
They ain't say nothing, right?
Yeah.
251.
You already did 251.
205.
I don't think we did 205. Let's try that one.
I think I don't know, man. Yeah. We did do 205. That was the brother who said he wanted the contact information.
Okay, who else?
I don't know, man. It's looking people kind of like, it's like fading. They, all of them coming in, coming out. I don't know, man. It's going down today. It's going down today, man. Man, but we apologize for the technical interference, man. We was having a great show. High volume of callers. Man, it's always something when you're trying to empower the people.
It's always, man. It's always. Well, I guess we could just, since you can't find no more callers?
Nah, I ain't even going to pull no more through because, I mean, if they might
right.
cut us off again. I don't know, man.
Right. So, yeah, what we're going to do is we're going to do a part two on Wednesday. We saw our show is on Wednesday, 9 o'clock Eastern time. So that's New York time, everybody on the East Coast, 9 o'clock. 8 o'clock, everybody in the Central area. 6 o'clock, everybody in that Mountain time zone. And 5 o'clock for people in Cali and over there on the West Coast. Definitely going to do a part two on this same topic. And the way we're going to do it, we're going to cut in with the news. And then from there, you know, we're going to speak a little bit and we're going to bring the callers right back in. So, man, you know what I mean? Say this number down, lock it to your phone. You know what I mean? This is going to be the call-in number all the time. Anytime we air, it's going to be the same call-in number. So, you know, keep on showing us support. Keep on showing us love because we are spreading this black power forever. And, you know, that's what we're about.
Hey, Ranger, I do have one thing I would like to do since we do have these extra couple of 7 minutes. I just want to play one of my songs, man, off of my old mixtape, man.
Oh, yeah, do that.
The song is entitled Pressure. And it's by me, Crown Holder Cuzzo. And I hope y'all enjoy it.
This is my life, my struggle, my grind. Running out of time, put it all on the line. No ad-libs, swear to God, I ain't lying. Might lose faith, but I'll never lose my mind. This is my life, my struggle, my grind. Running out of time, put it all on the line. No ad-libs, swear to God, I ain't lying. Might lose faith, but I'll never lose my mind. It's time to lace up my shoes. Look myself in the mirror, had them paid off some dues. Now it's time to inherit.
Yes, sir.
See them copy like parrots. I know they sneaky as ferrets. This my life, not embarrassed. I still got fans out of Paris. The way I'm living is hectic. On my way to be legend. Shock my haters electric. Like some lightning from heaven. My heart goes out to the king. My country watching its back. I can't see their opinion. Too busy watching the facts. Bangs running too long just to end up short. Connected in the game like a USB port. Prepared to go to war. Fuck holding down the fort. Only God can persecute me. Fuck the judge in the court.
This is my life, my struggle, my grind. Running out of time, put it all on the line. No ad-libs, swear to God, I ain't lying. Might lose faith, but I'll never lose my mind. This is my life, my struggle, my grind. Running out of time, put it all on the line. No ad-libs, swear to God, I ain't lying. Might lose faith, but I'll never lose my mind.
Mama, didn't mean to make you upset. I know it make your eyes cry, knowing I ain't up yet.
Not yet.
But wipe them dry, I'm getting noticed by the public.
Yes, I
living
am.
Both lives, I'm victim to be a suspect.
Crime talk,
big ego, neighborhood hero. You ride for your gang. I die for my people, my circle like a people. One eye on my stilo. I heard how they be plotting, talking about me on the D-Lo.
They throwing shade.
I'm from a place where they don't come to.
Never.
And if you see how we survive, you wouldn't come to. And when these kids need clothes, who they come to? And when the birds start singing, niggas flew
this
to school.
My life, my struggle, my grind. Running out of time, put it all on the line. No ad-libs, swear to God, I ain't lying. Might lose faith, but I'll never lose my mind. This is my
my life, my struggle, my grind. Running out of time, put it all on the line. No ad-libs, what a God, I ain't lying. Might lose faith, but I'll never lose my mind.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I appreciate everybody listening, man.
Yeah, that's what's up. Tell them where they can go listen to that on their own. Where can they look you up at?
Oh, Crown Hold the Cuzzo. You know, you can Facebook me, YouTube, Instagram. Crown Hold the Cuzzo, Paul Fenwick Bay. That's my Facebook and also Instagram, things of that nature. Paul Fenwick Bay.
All right. And
I appreciate that.
Yeah, that was a hot song, too, by the way, too. I liked it. We need more music like that, man. We definitely do.
Appreciate that. Appreciate that, everybody.
But my own contact information, look me up, K-R-I-S, Christopher Aitman. That's Facebook. You can also look up my like page, Black Power Ranger. Check out my book, Thoughts and Opinions of Black Power Rangers, lulu.com. LULU.com and just put Black Power Rangers to pop up. You know what I mean? Just holler at me, add me as a friend, send me a message. We want to get on the show, let us know what's up.
Yeah, we appreciate everybody calling in, man. Next show is Wednesday, so peace and blessings, everybody.
Peace and blessings, man. Same topic, so stay tuned. Black Power forever.
Black power, we've been lacking as black as ours. If you afraid to face the truth, then you a fucking coward. We used to fighting for our life, feel like we fighting more. If we ain't fighting for our rights, then what we fighting for?
There won't be peace. We'll let the struggle go on. Let the struggle go. Watch us let the struggle go. If there's no justice, there won't be peace. We'll let the struggle go on. Let the struggle go. Watch us make the struggle go.